Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. May 25th, 2017. The wisdom of Kabbalah is open for everyone. Question: did the priests in ancient Egypt know about the wisdom of Kabbalah? They say that Pythagoras learned from them. Answer: according to Kabbalistic sources, people came from ancient Greece to Judea to study even in the time of the prophets, and they wrote about that. The German philosopher Johann Reuchlin, for example, who lived in the Middle Ages, says that my teacher Pythagoras, the father of philosophy, did not learn from the Greek, but actually from the Jews. The Jews did not hide their knowledge from anyone, and Abraham initially wanted to tell about and to teach this knowledge all over Babylon, but the Babylonians opposed him. It all depends on people's desires. Even today we see that currently people don't want it. The wisdom of Kabbalah had to be concealed for only 1,500 years, since the first century AD until the time of the Ari, because humanity had to develop internally and to mature during that time. Then, starting from the Ari onward, it was possible to reveal the wisdom of Kabbalah to everyone. Baal Shem Tov started doing so, and today it is open for everyone. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, the 22nd of January 2017. Israel and the nations of the world. Torah, Deuteronomy 23:05, because they did not greet you with bread and water on the way, when you left Egypt, and because he, the people of Moab, hired Balaam the son of Beor from Pethah in Aram-naharaim against you, to curse you. The Ammonites and the Moabites could not join the exit from Egypt, which is to rise above the ego, because the people of Israel are those who are trying to get out of egoism. And those who cannot do it are called other nations. Therefore, the seven nations live in the land of Israel only because they nurture themselves through their roots from the Israelis, but they cannot be corrected. They cannot even cling to correction in any way. These are the desires in a person that do not allow him to make an effort to correct himself in any way, and they have to be killed. If the seven nations cannot follow the path of correction, then what is left for them? What is left is to destroy Israel, its intention, its movement, and the goal of all humanity's correction, and then they will feel good. Basically, all the nations of the world aspire to this, because, in one way or another, they belong to those properties that need to be corrected with the help of a small group of people called the people of Israel, who once came out of Babylon. The rest of Babylon could not go after them, they did not feel a need for it. That is why they can only be corrected with the help of that small group that can rise above themselves. And while the people of Israel go through a long way of rising above, the rest of Babylon lives its own life and develops. But still, there is a contradiction between the people of Israel and the rest of the world, because ideological contradictions on the level of our world are huge. Those who rise above have their own method of conceiving the world, a feeling of inner control of the world, and connection with the power that governs the universe. From Cab TV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, the 19th of October 2016. How to attain a soul. A person undergoes sufferings and many years of searching for the meaning of life. All this gradually accumulates in him into one system, one desire, a yearning, an internal tension, that creates a feeling that he must discover his spiritual existence. When he reaches such a moment in life, he is brought to the wisdom of Kabbalah, to the wisdom of revealing the Creator to man in our world, and this is the soul. A person understands that he has suddenly found a wonderful method, an ancient wisdom that is 6,000 years old. By studying this method, he sees that everything it says is true. It clothes the desires by which he wants to reveal his soul, the Creator. Then he learns how it is done. He gradually clarifies things and he finds out that a soul refers to building a desire to bestow and to love others, strangers, including the Creator, in a totally non-egoistic manner without any external reward for himself, taking and giving everything away, not knowing to whom, what for, or how, but without receiving any pleasure from it at all. Question: is this what you tell students who are beginners? Answer: I tell them the truth. Beginners have nowhere to run. The Creator will still bring them. His plan is predetermined. Although it is said, don't place an obstacle before a blind man, I don't consider what I say an obstacle because all the fears that they will encounter along the way will eventually be forgotten. They will yearn to advance so much that they will leap over them. If a person approaches things seriously, he is filled with thoughts such as, I don't have anything in this life anyway, I don't want to live like an animal, it doesn't really matter if my life ends now or in another 20 to 30 years, I want to give everything in order to find everything. Question: is it considered a revelation for a person when he understands that his soul is in the attribute of bestowal, which he attains by not thinking about himself but about others? Answer: at first a person doesn't understand that. It is only when he begins to delve into the method and get closer to this state that he sees to what degree it is totally imaginary and impossible to fulfill. For him, the desire to bestow and to love someone simply does not exist. When he examines himself, he sees that he is ready for everything but that. This is actually what convinces him that love and bestowal are actually the right way. But how do you attain that? Here he discovers that this is attained through the help of the group and special actions in the group, when he gradually exits himself. It is according to the degree of his efforts that he begins to receive help from above, and gradually realizes how important and necessary it is, and how much this is the only thing that can be in our lives since everything else is programmed. Thus, a person gradually advances by experiencing different restrictions and pressures. But it is already clear to him that this is the only way, and it is his business whether he wishes to follow it or not. Basically, all our actions to attain the soul come down to evoking and summoning the force that will tear me from myself into the environment, into the circle, into the ten, in which I will melt. Then the encounter with the Creator will take place in the center of the ten. The ten are ten men who have decided to totally exit their ego, to throw it over the borders of their circle, and to aspire to be in the center of the circle, in the place where they bring only the aspiration and the yearning for the Creator. Question: and what do ten women do? Answer: the same thing, but women have to find ten men inside them. The yearning for the Creator is called masculine. We will understand that later on. With regard to the Creator, however, we are all women. From Cab TV's A Talk About Soul, the 30th of March 2017. A Kabbalist's Empathy. Question: you said that it is much easier for you to give lessons to veteran students who have been with you for several decades than to newcomers. What is the reason for this? Answer: we have a common vocabulary, general knowledge, and some sensations. There is a commonality of certain characteristics and expressions, and therefore it is easier for them. I can say one phrase, even without finishing it, and they understand what I wanted to convey to them. With random listeners or beginners who are very different from each other, of course, it is more difficult. Question: during a lesson, does a Kabbalist speak exactly about things he is experiencing? Answer: he cannot do otherwise. For example, I can talk about things that I need to buy in the supermarket, milk, meat, and bread, and do not empathize with anyone about that. But if I say something about Kabbalah at any level, then I must empathize within myself and pass it on to whom I am transmitting this. Question: when speaking about events in our world or various trends of our development, are you also experiencing them? Answer: yes. If, let's say, I am talking about exiting the crisis, then I experience it inside, not in the form in which it appears to people, but in all its internal problems and qualities. I feel why we need all these corrections exactly as they are presented to us. Question: how is it possible for you to be in all states at the same time? For example, we are now opening the book and start reading the freedom. How can you experience the states that are described there? Answer: are you not experiencing the states described in a book when you read it? Let's suppose we spoke about the correction of the world in the lesson, how it moves from neoliberalism and democracy to the completely new state of responsible governance that Trump represents. I experience this very strongly within myself. Although, in principle, it doesn't concern me physically, geographically, and socially, I see what forces cause such change in the world, where this trend came from, and how it penetrated the world, in other words, the root of all the problems. It affects me much more than an ordinary person because I see movement toward the correction of the world. Question: where is the place in which you feel empathy? Answer: it is in desire. Desire isn't in the human body. We feel the consequences of our desires in the pulse, in blood pressure, and other parameters, but these are just external symptoms. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, the 29th of January 2017. My thoughts on Twitter, the 24th of May 2017. It's time to debunk misconceptions about the Torah. I extend my deepest condolences to the families of the 22 people who were killed in yesterday's suicide attack in Manchester. From the level of a beast to the level of an Adam. Question: in what way is a human on the level of a beast different from a human on the level of an Adam, man? Answer: a human on the level of a man is on a different level than that of a person on the level of a beast. Nature created us such that on the beastly level, we behave like beasts. We think only about how to satisfy ourselves, to have a good time, and to reproduce. On this level, a person still doesn't feel that the whole world is included within him. Whereas, on the level of a man, he feels connected with all of humanity. The fact is that all of us are egoists. When we communicate among us, instead of connection, we feel our general resistance to connection. But when we overcome this resistance and unite, a special power of creation moves through us like an electric current. Accordingly, as much as each one overcomes the mutual egoism in the connection between us, we begin to feel the next level above the resistance, the discovery of the upper world. If we are many, 7 to 8 billion, then a system called the upper world is created. Therefore, it is necessary to teach people to unite over their egoistic rejection of each other, then there will not be any problems in the world. Everyone will understand each other, will be able to achieve agreement among them, and will begin to want constant convergence. Question: we are always talking about the education of an individual person, but is there such a concept as social education? Answer: certainly, in any case, it comes from the individuality of each one. We need to educate every person, bring him to a society, show him how to come into contact with people, what he will get from this, and which internal structures develop within him. Which is to say, each one must be given the understanding of the entire system. When a person begins to feel what is happening around him within 8 billion or even within 10 people, he feels what is happening in all of nature, because through the connection with others, he becomes a sensor that understands how nature is organized. He feels the general rules of nature, its integrality, those laws that operate around him. By himself, he discovers what is called the hidden world. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, January 8, 2017.